Confronted by the simplicity and truth of Catherine's plea, and their obvious inadequacies as a group, any illusions of unity that had survived the first day and a half now appeared to be gone. Nick was shaking his head and then spoke as if he couldn't hold back any longer. You know, I just wonder whether we have the right people sitting at this table. Maybe we need more heavy hitters who can get us into the right accounts and develop the right strategic partnerships. JR was not happy about the passive attack on sales, but as usual, he didn't respond. Catherine did. Have you guys looked at your competitors' websites? A few of them nodded, not knowing what she was getting at. Do you know the track records of the people who are running those companies? Blank looks on their faces. Exactly. They don't have heavy hitters on their teams. Why do you think that they're making more progress than you are? Jeff gave a half-hearted explanation. Well, Wired Vineyard lined up a partnership with Hewlett-Packard right out of the gate, and Telecart is getting most of its revenue from professional services at this point. Catherine seemed unconvinced. And? What's stopping you from forming a partnership or adjusting your business plan like they did? Jan raised her hand to speak, but didn't wait for Catherine to acknowledge her. Don't take this wrong, Catherine, but could you start saying us and we instead of you? You're the CEO and you're part of our team now. The room stopped, waiting to see how Catherine would handle the pointed comment. She looked down into her lap as if she were trying to decide how to respond and then looked back up. You're right, Jan. I'm not a consultant here. Thanks for calling me on it. I guess I just don't feel like I'm part of the group yet. Join the club. Jan's response caught everyone off guard. What do you mean by that? Asked Nick. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I don't feel connected to what's going on outside of finance. Sometimes I feel like a consultant myself. At other companies where I've worked, I've always been more involved in sales and operations, and right now I feel isolated in my own area. Carlos agreed with her. Yeah, it does seem like we don't really have the same goals in mind when we're at staff meetings. It almost feels like we're all lobbying for more resources for our departments or trying to avoid getting involved in anything outside our own areas. It was hard for anyone to argue with Carlos's logic. He continued, and you guys think I'm such a prince for volunteering, but that's how everyone works at most of the companies I've worked for. Catherine was relieved to see that a few of the people on the team were breaking through, which is why she was so blindsided by the reaction to her next remark. The politics around here are astounding, and they're a result of everyone being far too ambiguous about what we're all trying to accomplish, and that makes it easy to focus on individual success. Nick was frowning now. Wait a second. I agree that we're not the most healthy group of executives in the Valley, but don't you think you're going a little too far when you say we're political? No. I think that this is one of the most political groups I've ever seen. As the words came out of her mouth, Catherine realized that she probably could have been a little more delicate. Right away, she could sense the people in the room banding together to challenge her harsh critique. Even Jeff took issue. I don't know, Catherine. This might be a function of your not having worked in high tech. I've worked in some pretty political companies in the past, and I don't know if we're all that bad. Catherine wanted to respond, but decided to let the others empty their chambers first.